As we open Bibles, if you open them to Romans chapter 8, you'll be well situated for this morning's sermon. God, we commit ourselves to you as we open your word. We understand that these are inspired scriptures, God breathed, and that obedient apostles committed these things to paper and brought what is prophetic words to know the mind of God as we read them. Please help, Lord. Please help. Please help us to trust your word and trust, Holy Spirit, that you are guiding us as we read your word to know you, Father, to know your Son, and to recognize, Holy Spirit, your voice as you guide. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So do you know the story about Princess Anastasia? I think you might even have a Disney movie about it, right? Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia. Nikolaevna, right? Something like that. They called her Romanov, I think. Some people called her Anastasia Romanov. So the daughter of the Tsar, the last Tsar Nicholas, who was killed in the rebellion that happened in Russia. And do you remember how there was a time in the, maybe it was late 1800s, right, where this person said that they were in fact Anastasia, that there was a descendant of the Tsar who survived, and that now there was this claim to the throne of the Tsar of Russia, which, you know, in executing the Tsars, stopped the family line, and they took over the country in a different way. And it was a big hullabaloo. It was a real palaver, and they were like, is she or isn't she? You know, how can we prove that this girl is who she says she is? You know, they didn't have DNA testing back then. Who is this girl? What is she? Does anybody else know the story than me? Because if none of you get it, I'll just drop the whole example. Okay, so you little nods there. Thank you. I'm glad. And just checking to make sure everybody's alive. We'll let the sermon put you to sleep, and you just give me a note when it's getting there. Just wave your hand for mercy, and we'll get it moving along. Look in Romans chapter 8, and look what it says starting at verse 16. How would you folks be able to ascertain your identity as a member of the family of God? And let's look at the scripture. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Provided we suffer with him, in order that we may be glorified with him. Do you see that there in Scripture? The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. Isn't that good? Do you see yourself on your own in any of those situations? Is there something that you're doing all alone? Don't blow it. There isn't in Scripture, is there? It's with our spirit, the Holy Spirit himself, with Christ. All right. Now, provided we suffer with him. Interesting, just an observation. It is a conditional particle that is described as the word provided. And you have it in other scriptures. So here's other translations of a conditional particle. So it's kind of like a verby feel, the particle. I never understood it exactly. Participle, right? Particle. But conditional means if then. There are some conditions. I will do it if you do it, right? So they said, provided we suffer with him. So you could say, I will pay you £10, provided you provide the services rendered, right? You understand contractual kind of thing going on there? Now, we talk about unconditional love of God, and that's true. We talk about salvation being from God and not from us, and that's true. But why does the Scripture give you conditions in this? Pay attention. So other ways to interpret what you get in English as provided. If it be so that. Okay, so if it be so that we suffer with him. If indeed we suffer with him. If, after all, we suffer with him, and then I find greater encouragement with this one, since we suffer with him. All valid interpretations of a conditional particle in Greek, and here it is, provided we suffer with him. I think you got the point even with just the one word. But here's the thing. The scripture requires, expects, and presumes that you suffer with Christ. If your Christian faith is a thing that you tuck away so that, man, I don't want to get nailed to this thing. I don't want to have to deal with the inconvenience of claiming this Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just, you know, religion's a private, personal thing. I heard what they said. They don't follow Jesus. Now, none of us would say, to hell with them. None of us would. But if you're not taking up your cross daily, if you're not owning Christ, if you're not standing for Christ in front of everybody and for all to know, where is the witness that will change the heart of the person that does not know? It's very important. The scripture presumes that you are standing with God in a way that makes you vulnerable to the same persecutions that Christ suffered. And there's no way around it. That's it. That was the flogging for the day. So, I mean, you know, if you don't do it and if you hide your faith, maybe you feel like, thanks a lot, minister. Okay, you wrapped me on the knuckles, right? If you're a person who is one of those raging Christians out in the road, you go, amen, preach it again. More people need to be like me. And we're all, I think most of us, somewhere in between. You know, I really mean to stand for Jesus. And sometime at the water cooler, I'm like, I don't want to fight that fight today with everyone in the room gathered who all obviously agree differently than me. Right? When I stand in a meeting and it's the education service and they're talking about, here's how we're going to roll out the new teaching of the new ideas of sexuality. And it's important to teach them in P. Where? Where is it important to begin teaching that to children? You guess. And ask your local teachers, when do you start doing it? Ask the head teacher at your school, when do you start doing it? Ask any counselor for Clackamas County, when do you start? And you will be gobsmacked. Okay? And that's not what this sermon is about either. This is the thing. You're children of God. You're heirs to fellow heirs with Christ. Yes! Provided we suffer with him. If you're in the family, own the family. Stand up for it. Jesus did not die for nothing. He died to change the world, and you are the advance guard of Jesus Christ changing the world. Is the world changing under your care and under your stewardship? Are you changing the world? Because you can, and you're expected to, as heirs of Christ.